Blog Talk Radio. give us some love, everybody. Get me wrong.
There is no way I can make it without God. I've tried over and over and over again, but there is no way that we can make it without him, because he is the only God, our Savior, our peacemaker, our waymaker. Certainly, whatever the situation is, only God can help you. Good afternoon, listeners. This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. We are grateful today to be in the land of the living, for we had fainted unless we believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so that's why we decree and declare today that there is no way that we can make it without him, because he woke us up this morning in time and not eternity. And certainly up until this present time, he has been keeping us, and we believe God to keep us for the remainder of our life. We thank you for listening in today to Global Gospel. We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Our call-in number in studio is 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. Certainly, we are looking forward to hearing from you at the appropriate time. In addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are syndicated. We're not live, but we are syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. And so that means that immediately following this episode, you can listen to the episode in its entirety. Certainly, we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. We want you to connect with us on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Tumblr. We're on Instagram. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there's a direct link to each and every episode. And so we encourage you to visit those pages, like us, share us, and certainly click on the link, and you'll be able to go directly to each and every episode. Again, we thank you. Thank God today for our sponsors. We want to thank God for Grandma Etta's Quilting, for MPT Enterprise, for Melanated Beards, for Third Lounge, and for the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. We thank God for you, you, and for you. For those of you that are looking to connect with Global Gospel, you can connect with us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. You can email Global Gospel at globalgospel17@gmail.com. That's globalgospel17@gmail.com. We are sure there's something that you might like to share with the listening audience. You may have a testimony. You may be an author, a musician. You may be a poet. Certainly, you may be a preacher of the gospel. You may be a singer. You may be a musician. You may be a humanitarian. Certainly, you may be doing something positive in God's kingdom. And certainly, we encourage you, an entrepreneur, to share with the global audience. Shout out today to those that are listening in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Washington, D.C., Georgia, Florida, California, Nevada, Illinois, Michigan. To those that are in Canada, Mexico, Jamaica, West Indies, Nigeria, South Africa, Portugal, Spain, France, the United Kingdom, Australia, Switzerland, the Ivory Coast, Ethiopia, the Republic of the Congo, Kenya, Uganda, Japan, South Korea, the Netherlands, Germany, Hungary, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and all other places. We thank God for you. We shout out today to the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Bradley family, the Jones family, the Hernandez family, the Locke family, the Bedell family, the Furman family, the Cox family, the Odom family, the Fells family, the Allen family, the Watson family, the Bowers family, the Wilson family, the Robinson family, the Glenn family, the Carter family, the McCoy family, the Walker family, the Hartley family, the Johnson family, the Gross family, the Wiggins family, the Brinson family, the Thompson family, the Bigby family, and the Latham family. We thank God for all of you, for those names that I didn't call as well. We thank God for you, you, and you. Remember, you can leave us a comment on our social media page, and certainly, or perhaps you can leave a comment on Block Talk Radio. And certainly we will be delighted to mention you and give you a shout out. For those of you that have joined in today for the first time, if this is your first time listening in, tuning in to Global Gospel, our theme scripture comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 says, and I'm reading the NIV, "And if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." And so today we came to share with you, our listening audience, the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. We came to tell you that Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, that he lived, that the blind received their sight, that the lame will walk, that the dead came back to life. But one day he died on Calvary. He shed his blood for the remission of our sins. But that's not where the story ends. For he went into a borrowed tomb. But on the third day he rose with all power in his hand, conquering death, hell, and the grave. And because he lives, today we live also. We live because Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We live today because while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We're glad today that where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. And so today, my brothers and my sisters, we offer Christ to you, which is encouragement, is inspiration for those that are down and out, those that are oppressed, those that are suicidal, those that are experiencing financial problems. You may have a housing need. You may have an emotional need. You have a spiritual need. But certainly we know that Christ is the answer. And certainly whatever is going on in your life, God has it all in control, for he sees all and he knows all. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. And certainly God has a plan and purpose for your life, and he has plans to prosper you, to give you hope and a future. And so today we're here just glad that we're able to share the good news with you, our Father's children, and we want you to stay tuned, and certainly we are going to share more from the scripture with you in just a few minutes, and we're going to go to a break, and certainly we'll be back to share more with you, more good news and glad tidings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And certainly we want you to be encouraged here in New York. We know that it's raining today. It's a rainy, stormy type of day, but as I listened to the newscaster, they even said all through the South that the storm is going to hit or has hit, and it was brewing. And certainly we just pray continually that God would keep us and keep those that have to battle the storm, knowing that the storm will pass over. Stay tuned. Something good, something God.
It's about to happen. Something God is about to take place. Something good is about to happen. Something God is about to take place. Something good is about to happen. You say it. Something God is about to take place. Something good is about to happen. You can't have it if you won't say it. Say it's about to take place. Listen, something good is about to happen. Something good is about to take place. Something good. It's gonna be good. God told me to prophesy. You can't have it if you won't say it. One more time, say it. Something, God. It's gonna be God. Somebody said, Bishop, I hear you, but I don't know how it's gonna happen. It's gonna be God. I wish I had some people of faith in the room tonight. Look at somebody and prophesy. Say, it's gonna be God. Tell them again, it's gonna be God.
We are back. Something good is going to take place. Something God is about to happen. And certainly we thank God for good, but we praise God for God, for he is God all by himself. Today we're going to read in your hearing two passages of scripture that we want to share with you. And we're sure that you read the headline for today and you are anticipating the word of the Lord. And so the word of the Lord is quick and it is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It divides the soul and the spirit. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 8. Jeremiah, chapter 8. And it reads, entire thing. Say to them, this is what the Lord says. When men fall down, do they not get up? When a man turns away, does he not return? Why then have these people turned away? Why does Jerusalem always turn away? They cling to deceit. They refuse to return. I have listened attentively, but they do not say what is right. No one repents of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Each pursues his own course, like a horse charging into battle. Even the stork in the sky knows her appointed seasons, and the dove, the swift, and the thrush observe the time of their migration. But my people do not know the requirements of the Lord. How can you say we are wise? For we have the law of the Lord, when actually the lying pen of the scribes has handled it falsely. The wise will put to shame. They will be dismayed and trapped, since they have rejected the word of the Lord. What kind of wisdom do they have? Therefore, I will give their wives to other men and their fields to new owners, from the least to the greatest. All the greedy for gain, prophets and priests alike, all practice deceit. They dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. Are they ashamed of their loathsome conduct? No, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when they are punished. I will take away their harvest, declares the Lord. There will be no grapes on the vine. There will be no figs on the tree, and their leaves will wither. What I have given them will be taken from them. Why are we sitting here? Gather together. Let us flee to the fortified cities and perish there. For the Lord our God has doomed us to perish and given us poisoned water to drink because we have sinned against him. We hope for peace, but no good has come, for a time of healing, but there was only terror. The snorting of the enemy's horses is heard from Dan, and the neighing of their stallions. The whole land trembles. They have come to devour the land and everything in it, the city and all who live there. See, I will send venomous snakes among you, vipers that cannot be charmed, and they will bite you, declares the Lord. O my comforter, in sorrow, my heart is faint within me. Listen to the cry of the people from a land far away. Is the Lord not in Zion? Is her king no longer there? Why have they provoked me to anger with their images, with their worthless foreign idols? The harvest is past. The summer has ended, and we are not saved. Since my people are crushed, I am crushed. I mourn, and horror grips me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no healing for the wound of my people? Oh, that my head were a spring of water and my eyes a fountain of tears. I would weep day and night for the slain of my people. Walk in the light. Stay tuned.
Walk in the light, the beautiful light, come where the dewdrops of mercy shine so bright. Shine all around us, by day and by night. Oh, Jesus, He's the light of the world. Can y'all help me say it? It's a beautiful light. Come with the dewdrop.
By day and by night. me. He's baptized me with the Holy Ghost.
God, we thank you today for your word, for your words. They are spirit and they are life. Sanctify thy word. Thy word is truth. Let your word heal, deliver, save, set free, and encourage. In Jesus' name, amen. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Certainly, Jesus is the light of the world. If you've read the headline today, it says fall finale. And to the scripture that I just read from Jeremiah chapter 8, I want to add the book of Romans 13 verses 8 through 14. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. The commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be are summed up in this one rule: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Fall finale. There are two words that we want to look at, the first word being finale. The definition of finale is the last part of a piece of music, a performance, or a public event, especially when particularly dramatic or exciting. It also can be described as the closing part, scene, or number in a public performance, such as the finale of the ballet. It is the last and often climactic event or item in a sequence. And so as we look at the fall finale, we know that this is not the end of fall, but it is just the beginning. But the finale represents a season or a period in time. And certainly our fall season can also be likened unto the word autumn, the season or the year between summer and winter, the season of the year between summer and winter, lasting from September to November, north of the equator, and from March to May, south of the equator, when fruits and crops become ready to eat and are picked and leaves fall. Autumn, the season of the year between summer and winter, during which temperatures gradually decrease. It is often called fall in the United States because the leaves fall from the trees at that time. So in the northern hemisphere, as the period between also the autumnal equinox, which means day and night are equal in length. And so as we look at the finale, as we look at autumn, as we look at this time of the year, we are certainly hit with change. And so we understand that change is inevitable, and that change happens. But Jeremiah, the prophet here, who says, oh, that my eyes were a spring of water and my eyes a fountain of tears, I will weep day and night for the slain of my people. So day and night He experienced trouble. While God's people were in captivity, Jeremiah, he was a prophet, but he was in captivity at the same time. But he was crying loud and sparing not and declaring in the season that, listen, God is going to bring judgment. He says the harvest is past, the summer is ending, and we are not saved. And certainly we've been through so many seasons in life, spring, summer, winter, and fall. We've experienced that all naturally, and certainly we can experience that in a spiritual way in the seasons of our life. And so basically it is letting us know that, listen, God is serious. God means business. And it seems that people go about their daily lives as if there are no consequences for their actions. They go about that as if God is not going to pay you for what you've done, good and bad, that as if things aren't going to come into judgment, as if there isn't going to be a appointed time of ending. People just go about creating havoc and wreaking havoc, and they raise sand, they raise Cain, they raise hell, they raise whatever they can raise. And certainly people commit crimes, and they commit offenses against others. They commit offenses against God. And so Jeremiah is letting you know, listen, the Bible lets us know that vengeance is mine, said the Lord, I will repay. And certainly God is going to pay us for whatever we do, good, bad, or ugly. It may seem to others like you're getting away, but certainly God says that his eyes are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. As long as the earth shall remain, there will be a seed time and a harvest. That is found in that particular scripture. It's found in the first book, the book of Genesis, a seed time and a harvest. And certainly in Jeremiah is letting us know that the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we're not saved. He's letting us know that seasons change. And then as we look at the book of Romans, we know that Paul is writing to the people in Rome, and the subtitle above this says love for the day is near. And certainly it lets us know about love, and the Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, certainly that we might have a right to the tree of life. And today we need to know and remind ourselves that God is love. And therefore, the Bible says, therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And certainly it was love that died for us. It was love that went to Calvary for us. It was love that went to hell for us. And certainly it is love that is seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. And so as the seasons change, and as life change, and as life comes to a beginning for some and it comes to an ending for others, we need to be God conscious and we need to be love conscious, and we need to understand the time and the season. Paul was writing to the church of Rome for what they were, what has been called as the parousia, writing to them concerning the second coming of Christ, letting them know that, yes, Christ is coming back. And certainly we know not the day nor the hour, but it behooves us to act in love, to live in love, and to walk in love. And sometimes people get Christianity mixed up about what they should be doing, all the religious things they should be doing. They should be fasting, and they should be praying, and they should be in the service of the church or the synagogue. But certainly your commitment to being a Christian or to being God is more than just the outward things that you see people do, because then you would be guilty of being a Pharisee or a Sadducee, because you think that keeping certain traditions and laws and commandments are going to give you access to the kingdom of heaven. But God still, while we're still on earth, whatever role you play, if you're a mother, if you're a father, if you're a sister, if you're a brother, if you're a son, if you're a daughter, if you're an aunt, if you're an uncle, if you're a neighbor, if you're a friend, if you're a husband, if you're a wife, if you're a police officer, if you're a doctor, a lawyer, a judge, if you work for the sanitation department, certainly God is calling in this season for you to be good at what you do and let your light shine. Fuse. God still has requirements for here on this earth, in this season, in this hour, in this day. Know that we still have to commit our ways to the Lord. We have to commit our ways to God. Certainly, we have to be an example to those that are in a world of darkness. We have to let people see Christ in us. We have to be aware that we have to give an account of every word and action and every deed. Certainly, we have to live so that God can use us anytime, any place, anywhere. And so, like I said, the words that we want to remember are autumn and finale. The finale, the last and often climatic event or item in a sequence. And certainly, as we look to live a long life, we want to be able to look over our lives and see how God has kept us, how he has made our life better, how he has used us to make other people's life better. Don't go through life miserable and making other people miserable, because misery loves company. Don't go through life giving people a hard time just because you can do it. Don't go through life doing what you want to do because you can do it, because you're old enough to do it, because you're big enough to do it, or because you're bad enough to do it. But walk in love, walk in peace, walk in grace, knowing that God will always be there looking at you, that he sits high and he looks low, knowing that God said in his word, it is accounted a man's stewardship that he be found faithful. And certainly we want to be faithful to God. And certainly when we're faithful to God and faithful to his word, certainly we can be faithful to our family, our friends, and our neighbors. And certainly that is what God is calling for us to do. Don't be like this group that was in captivity that Jeremiah was talking about. They found themselves in a season where they were going to be punished. All of their actions, for all of their deeds, they were going to be punished for ignoring God. They were going to be punished for ignoring his commandments. They were going to be punished just for being bad people. And certainly it doesn't take much to do the right thing. Actually, people go out of their way to do the wrong thing. And that's what Jared was experiencing, being experienced by those that were in captivity with Jeremiah. They were picking up false gods. They were doing things their own way. Somebody said, listen, oh, you did the wrong thing. They weren't even accepting it. They were not enduring sound doctrine. But so remember today, as the season changes, as we look at the fall finale, let's let our performance be our greatest performance. Whatever we do, let it be our greatest. Wherever we go, let our light shine, knowing that Christ is coming back, and certainly he's going to judge the quick and the dead. Stay tuned. God bless you.
My mother.
Thank you.
make it back to Detroit.
Things you say about me, Christ is coming back again. Know today that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of them that love the Lord. So we thank God today for this hour, this moment in time to share God's word, to study his word, to read his word, to apply his word to our lives for encouragement on today. The word has encouraged us to awake or rise from our sleep because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed, certainly referring to the Lord's coming. And certainly all we have to do is turn on the news and know that things are worse today than they were yesterday. And certainly we need to be conscious and aware and alert, have our eyes open, our ears open. It's just like traveling when you're in a city location, or if you're somewhere in unfamiliar territory, you have to be alert because somebody's looking for you to make one wrong move so that they can make their move. So be encouraged on today. The Hammond organ is awesome. Hadn't planned it that way, but we heard a little bit from Moses Tyson today, Walk in the Light. We heard the one and only Twinkie Clark, Christ is coming back. And certainly we started out today with Ricky Dillard. And then we shared a little bit of William Murphy, Something Good, Something God. And certainly we are going to close in just a few minutes. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. If you'd like to give us a shout out, or if you'd like to give someone else a shout out, certainly we encourage you to call in. Perhaps if there's someone that just tuned in and you missed something on today, we want you to know that at 2 p.m. immediately following this episode, certainly you can tune in and listen to everything. And certainly at that time, you can listen on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, as well as listening on here. Certainly we want everyone to continue to be safe in your travels, travel safely. Certainly we want you to support those that we support, our sponsors as well. Perhaps you may have a need of their service. We encourage you to look out to them, reach out to them. And certainly if there's another question or service that you need rendered as well, you can also contact me as well, because certainly we do know a lot of people that are able to help in a lot of different situations or endeavors. And certainly that's why we always have this platform and this door open for others to share what their particular ministry is. Certainly we encourage you to reach out to those people in your community and in your neighborhood and continue to like and share and let them know that we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you. This time we've just about come to the close of the hour. And again, we thank you. We started out, There Is No Way. And certainly today, as a conclusion, we just have three words that we want to share as our concluding prayer. Our concluding prayer today will be three words: Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And that particularly sums up my situation. It sums up your situation. It sums up your family situation. It sums up the situation of mankind on today, because we certainly need God's grace. We need his mercy. We need his love. We need his peace. We need long suffering. We need the fruit of the Spirit on today just to make it. Listen, if you sit down and think about all that you're going through or all that you've been through, you will be in a severe, deep state of depression, and certainly only the Lord will be able to get you out. And so we encourage you on today to be uplifted and inspired to continue to read God's word and apply it to your life. Continue to pray always without ceasing, for men ought to always pray and not faint, knowing that we can go boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in our time of need. Certainly Christ made it possible. The resurrected Christ made it possible for us to go boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in our time of need. With that being said, we encourage you on today to keep on keeping on, to keep the faith, and certainly our closing selection. And I believe you'll hear just a little more of the Hammond organ. Certainly it made gospel music or Christian music what it was. And certainly we love and adore and admire and appreciate gospel music and those that have made a contribution. So we're going to take you This is a little classic here. James Herndon Singers, and Dolores Washington. Lord, have mercy. God bless you.
I've heard so many people tell about how it was in their life when they met the Lord. You know, one thing that stands out most in my mind is an old song that they sang that night that kind of got next to me. They said, "Oh Lord, have mercy." While I was down there, I said, "Lord, that's what I really need.
Oh, Lord.
If you just will, please, Master.
Have mercy."
And I thought maybe he wasn't going to hear me, so I said it again. Stop by for a little while, Jesus, and have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
And while I was down there, I told him, "Oh Lord, I need you. To do something for me nobody else can do.
Oh, Lord, I really, really need."
And I've been telling him that for as long as I can remember. Won't you stop by and have mercy?
Have mercy.
Mercy is what I need.
Mercy is what I need.
I said, "The days come when I'm in trouble." Want you to hear me now, Lord, when I'm in trouble. Just one more time. I know you can do it if you just will. Just a little mercy. Just a little mercy, Lord. And they kind of moaned that song that night. I heard the Bible writer who said, "Blessed are they that moan, for they shall be comforted." But every now and then I like to raise my voice to the Lord, and you hear me say, "Oh Lord."